it's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and welcome to this encouraging space for women and for those who want to show up and remember that their wisdom is within. Now, I will say that it took me years to figure this out, but now I will never live my life the way I used to. The rat race, the go, 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 that's done for. We're moving on from that because all it gets us is burnout, stress, procrastination, overthinking, you name it. Now I zone with soul, and I'm going to help you do the same by remembering our wisdom is within and living and working from that. Let's get into it. Hey there, it's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and it's been a couple weeks because yours truly has been under the weather, and I sounded like Snuffleupagus. So I am back, and in this episode, we are talking about four lessons about living and working in alignment. Now, I did this for the Weekly Wisdom, and you can hop on over to the video. I'll drop the link in the show notes, but let's go over the points here together really quickly, and also, just know that you can always find these conversations on YouTube, on FeminineSageWisdom.com, here on the podcast, LinkedIn, all of that. So just know you won't miss it. Okay, let's get into it. I have recognized that sometimes alignment, sometimes it just means not yet. How interesting is that? And I think one thing we need to remember together is that alignment can mean obviously something different for me than it does for you, that it does to your, you know, your cousin or the neighbor and all of that. So let's just remember that on the front end. So I went over in the Weekly Wisdom recently four lessons that I've learned about living and working in alignment. And the first one, and this actually came up in conversations with women. So this is data points, right? Not just Virginia thinking on it recently over a cup of coffee or tea. But the first one is that just know you're not an idiot at all for wanting different things. Let's repeat that. You are not an idiot at all for wanting different things. Yes, we can use the term multi-passionate. Yes, some people might say, oh, why do you keep changing your mind or changing your path or all of that? But really, you're not weird. You're not odd. You're not out there for wanting different things, especially if you're outside, quote, the mainstream norms, okay? Number two, I want to share with you, this is something I have had to learn very personally, that there is power in the no's. And PS on that, you've not wasted time. You haven't. You can look at your resume or your CV and go, oh, Virginia, but look at all these roles. Look at all these projects. Look at all these tasks. Look at all those committee meetings that could have been an email. No, you're not. You didn't waste time. I don't see this as a failure. I see this as you learning more about yourself and what's in alignment with you. The third, embrace change. Embrace the change, my friend, and keep evolving with your path of alignment. So when I think of evolution, whether it's in the women that I work with or just me personally, evolution I see is really not a it's not static. It's not stagnant. Yes, there are times of dormancy, and yes, there are times of learning and lessons, but really when we know, I mean, what is that phrase? Like the only thing constant is change. Well, then maybe we got to roll with it and we have to fine tune what works for us, what resonates for us, and what's aligned for us, okay? So when we can embrace this change and keep evolving with our path as it presents itself, we learn what aligns with us, okay? Let's talk about number four, this last one. We need to actually take note of what's aligned with you and I, okay? And what I mean by this is this isn't all intellectual, and I'm going to get into that more down the road, but this isn't always an intellectual exercise. Otherwise, we'd be looking at our resumes and CVs and going, oh, well, that one makes sense. This next path makes sense because it's connected to this thing I did 2 years ago, yada, yada. And by the way, there is no criticism of that. I have done the same exact thing. Oh, this is the natural progression for this. Noted. Let me go pursue that. But when you can sense what's aligned with you and what's not aligned with you, there is power in that. Oh, I love it when we can track it, right? Because that's kind of what life is. When we look backwards, when we look at where we're at right now, and we look forwards. So tracking is powerful. All right. So you can read more about this on the blog. You can find this video, and I'll admit it was from about 2 weeks ago because I was snuffleupagus. So if you want me talking about this, basically, from my space here, tune into the weekly wisdom video. Okay. If you want to stick with the audios like this, you're going to find the episodes here, and I will catch up on the next one because I just put it out there yesterday, actually, as kind of a follow-up in a way, or just part of this conversation. And this is important for us to note, because we evolve when we ask questions, and we evolve when we find answers or seek answers. Okay, so you'll always have these questions asked and hopefully answers provided. If I can do it, I will absolutely do it. If I don't know, I don't know, and I'll probably send you on to somebody else, because we're paying it forward. So thank you again for tuning into this episode. Thank you again for being patient while I recovered my health and, you know, all that head cold kind of stuff. You might not have understood me all that well here on these audio episodes. So thank you for that. I appreciate you deeply. And until then, my fellow wise person, keep doing you, keep showing up as you, and keep finding out what's in alignment with your soul. I'll talk to you soon. How did that episode resonate for you? Ugh, it always feels good to share these stories and these pieces of wisdom with you. And frankly, y'all teach me something new every day. So if that resonated, if it struck your soul or your heart, leave a comment below. Let us know what you loved about it. Also, share it with a buddy, a friend, a fellow woman in your world. We need to continue to build this ripple effect for individual and collective good. That's what we're really about here too, and sharing the wisdom. Now, if you are feeling like you want to get to know us better, go to femininesagewisdom.com. And thank you again for listening to this episode. I'll chat with you soon.